Hello, welcome back to the Wild Expansion podcast. This episode is for you if you are going through adversity in life. Personally, I'm going through some adversity, and we all basically are a lot of the time. It's just part of life. For me, it's like feeling like I should be more ahead of this time of life, like I should be achieving more milestones. I was experiencing and sitting with that deep emotion of like feeling that my heart was still desiring more and I just wanted to achieve, and that caused me a lot of pain, but I was able to work through it. And I wanted to share with you what I've done to get myself back into a place of inner peace. So we all need adversity to raise our consciousness and mature. It's part of evolution. It's part of life. So some tribes around the world in previous years, and some still currently, send young members of the tribe into the forest or else time to face an animal. So tribes are basically sending their young members into a situation where they are forced to face adversity. And why do tribes do it? They do that because it will help the youth grow in consciousness and maturity and become stronger and more resilient. So the wise tribes, the wise elders of the tribes, saw the importance of having people go through challenging and difficult times to help them become a stronger character. And do you ever notice that, like, parents who are very successful and they're so soft with their children that the child gets whatever they want? If the child wants something, all they have to do is ask, and the parents are like, yes, of course, yes, of course. Often these children aren't faced with enough adversity and they end up becoming soft and then don't know how to cope with the challenges of life, that perhaps they become an alcoholic, a drug addict, or just don't have much of a work ethic. This is because adversity really does shape us and help us to evolve and grow. There's a saying that you can't shock an old wise person, no matter what news you tell them, because they have lived through it. So in these old tribes and villages, it's the wise old elders that people go to consult with before making a decision. People respect and listen to the wise old elders in the villages of tribes because they have grown through so much adversity. And part of life is about being young, and that stage of life is all about making mistakes. You have to make mistakes and learn from them to grow through adversity. But we all have a wise old sage within us from our adolescence that we can consult with and connect with at any time and ask our wise old sage for advice. There is a collective consciousness, and whenever we quiet our mind through slowing down our breath, closing our eyes, putting our hands on our heart and connecting to it, the wise old sage, it's that voice in your head that is spoken very softly and gently and quietly. The wise old sage's voice is so soft that we really do have to be quiet and be still to connect with it and listen to what it has to say. So every child, including you, including me, we're all born with our own natural genius within us. It's like a diamond. And diamonds get shaped by adversity and pressure. And that's like us. So in order for us to really connect to and find what our purpose is in life and connect to our natural genius, to really connect to our diamond, we have to be shaped through adverse and challenging experiences. So if you're going through a challenge right now, just know that this is adversity that's raising your consciousness, that is helping you shape the diamond that is deep within you. And it's this gift, your diamond is your gift, your purpose that you're able to share with others. So you need to go through the challenges in order to shape this diamond so that you are able to help others as well. Our purpose in life, the reason we're here is not just to like find our purpose and help others. The first step to do this, to, you know, to be able to help others and discover our purpose, is that we first of all have to look after ourselves. So do things that bring you back into your body and feeling grounded. So perhaps that's like just sitting with your pain, going out in nature, allowing yourself to cry for a little bit, get yourself some supplements, have a shower. Just do whatever you need to do to love and nurture yourself. And once you do that, you're then able to help learn and grow from your challenges and suffering and help others. And the more we try to escape our pain and suffering and numb out, the more we're delaying the shape of our diamond. But the more we allow ourselves to feel our suffering and work through it and alchemize it, then we can liberate ourselves from our suffering. So I'll give an example of my life today. I noticed myself earlier in the day just feel so left behind, feeling like I should have accomplished more at this stage. And it sort of made myself nervous as well, thinking about like how, you know, the aging process is happening and we're all just getting older. And what I did to get myself out of this funk is I decided to give myself a new hairstyle. So I booked myself an appointment to get a new hairstyle. I went to the sauna. I went for a walk in nature. Massaged my body in oil. Did random acts of kindness for my friends. Made myself a nourishing meal as if I was out in a restaurant. And just hugged my sister. And that really has helped shift my vibration. I should say, whenever I was feeling that suffering earlier, by feeling like I was behind, I cried, but it was such a good release. I think it's so important, you know, to feel your emotions and allow yourself to cry, but only for a few minutes, and then just move on. Shift out of that state. So Eckhart Tolle teaches a lot about how we need adversity to raise our consciousness. You need your adversity to shape your inner diamond. And the purpose of this life is to pass on our knowledge and our wisdom to the next generation. And in order to develop the consciousness of the previous generation, to then pass it down to the next generation, the only way to do that is through adversity. So whatever challenges you are facing right now, just know that it's happening for you. It's uncomfortable, but that's where the growth is. Think of somebody who is working out at the gym, in the treadmill or lifting weights. Every time they're lifting a weight, you know, they're tearing their muscle and building it back up. And it's uncomfortable. Like, nobody wants to go to the gym and run. Well, not many people I know anyway. But every time you challenge yourself, you're going through adversity, you're growing, you're becoming stronger, fitter, better. So every challenge you're faced with right now, it's like a mental gym that's shaping you to become more resilient, stronger, fitter, better. You know, there's so much more at play here than we see and we know. And I actually pulled a oracle card for you, the listener, right now. So I'm going to read out a bit of it. And I hope that this resonates with you and this is something that you need to hear. Desire does not have to be a hindrance on the path. So the card I pulled for the listener, for you, is called commitment, and this is what it means. So desire does not have to be a hindrance on the path. It can show us our passions and help us to find our purpose. However, the attachment that can come with desire, the belief that is, can be stated only with one particular person, one set of circumstances, can cause us to stop looking at what the light is revealing to us, the way forward on our path in the here and now, and instead try to forcibly conjure the shadows to become what we imagine they should be. When we stop seeing life as it is, showing up for us every moment and engaging with it as it is, we can become careless with the light of our heart, or huffing and puffing to force what does not need to be forced can cause the heart light to flicker and waver. This can make our way seem uncertain, and doubts can crowd in upon us as the light is compromised in its purpose. We forget to trust in what is because we get caught up in attachment and fear surrounding our desires. Rather than letting life move us, we try to move life. There is a way forward on your path that needs to be seen by you now. It will be helpful for you to have that clarity and that certainty. You might have already caught a glimpse of it, but be doubting your vision or yourself. This is a reminder for you to not doubt. What you are feeling deep within the passionate love of your heart light is true. It is real. You are being led into it by the progress of life itself. You must trust in this, even if it seems at times as though you are being led away from the vision. Life operates according to a genius that is beyond a linear approach. It is to be trusted rather than understood. There is enough challenge in the personal transformation being asked of you to simply take the steps. That is more than enough. You do not have to also create or control the terrain or determine the map for the journey. You simply need to take each step that presents itself to you in each moment. Life is not working at cross purposes with you. Life is a co-conspirer with your heart. Come back to the stillness of the love within and now your heart light to be what it is, reliable and true, showing you the way even now in peace and stillness. So I think that card is just perfect for today's episode about, you know, having your desires, because that card reminds us that life doesn't work in a linear manner like how we think it should with achieving milestones. Instead, everything is happening for us and our heart and the greater good, and we just have to commit to the bigger picture, commit to our heart, follow the heart, and not worry about the whole journey, but just lovingly enter each moment. That's all we need to worry about right now, the here and now. So if you are going through a challenge right now, this is just a reminder that you have that old deep sage within you that can guide you, and it knows what to do next. And you are being shaped into the beautiful diamond that you are. And your purpose then is just to share that light, that beauty with everybody else in your life. your own unique self. So I hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. If you wouldn't mind, it would mean so much if you could share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Also to note that we have a few spaces left on the Anamkara retreat in Malaga next month. And it would be beautiful if you feel called to join us. Definitely do. There is a discount code TECH10 to get 10% off your purchase. And the details are all in the show notes. Have a beautiful rest of your day.